This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Childhood LGBTQ plus stigma linked to long-term relationship difficulties in adulthood. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pkakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Experiences of rejection, discrimination, and bullying rooted in sexual orientation or gender identity during childhood can significantly impair romantic relationships decades later. According to emerging psychological research, the harm operates through deep-seated guilt and shame that persist into adulthood, affecting attachment patterns, trust, and emotional intimacy in partnerships. Key takeaways: childhood stigma experiences create persistent shame that damages adult romantic relationships. Internalized stigma and negative self-perceptions directly correlate with relationship dysfunction. Making meaning from adverse experiences and processing trauma supports healing and relationship repair. Early intervention and affirmative mental health support may prevent long-term psychological harm. Decades length of time childhood LGBTQ plus stigma effects persist into adulthood, affecting romantic partnerships. Psychological pathways from childhood stigma to adult relationship. Harm: how rejection and discrimination create cascading effects across the lifespan. Internalized stigma and shame, 95. Attachment insecurity, 88. Trust deficits in relationships, 82 cents. Emotional intimacy avoidance, 76 cents. Relationship dissolution risk, 64 cents. Source: psychological research synthesis on LGBTQ plus resilience and relationship outcomes. Georgian Medical Journal News. The mechanism: how childhood rejection becomes adult relational harm. Psychologists studying LGBTQ plus mental health trajectories have identified a clear pathway through which early stigmatization creates lasting relational dysfunction. Children who experience rejection, bullying, or discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity internalize these messages as reflections of their own worth, developing what researchers term internalized stigma. This internalized stigma manifests as deep shame and guilt that individuals carry into adulthood, even in affirming environments. When these individuals enter romantic relationships, the unprocessed trauma affects their ability to trust partners, maintain emotional openness, and believe they deserve reciprocal love and acceptance. The shame becomes a barrier to vulnerability, the emotional foundation required for intimate partnerships. Research in clinical and counseling psychology journals demonstrates that LGBTQ plus adults with histories of childhood stigma often exhibit anxious attachment patterns or avoidant attachment patterns. Both patterns destabilize romantic relationships and create cycles of conflict or emotional distance. The healing pathway, meaning-making, and trauma processing. Despite these risks, psychological research also identifies protective factors. A central finding across studies of LGBTQ plus resilience is that individuals who engage in meaning-making, the process of reframing adverse experiences as sources of strength, wisdom, or personal growth, experience better long-term outcomes in relationships and overall well-being. Meaning-making involves actively processing childhood stigma experiences with professional support, identifying how these experiences shaped but do not define one's identity, and integrating these narratives into a coherent sense of self. This cognitive and emotional work allows individuals to separate their inherent worth from the stigmatizing messages they received, reducing shame's grip on current relationships. Affirmative psychotherapy, treatment explicitly validating LGBTQ plus identities, combined with trauma-focused interventions, creates measurable improvements in attachment security, relationship satisfaction, and emotional intimacy capacity. See GMJ's clinical updates on evidence-based mental health interventions. Implications for couples and individual recovery. For LGBTQ plus individuals in romantic partnerships, recognizing how childhood stigma operates in present-day relationships is a critical first step. Partners working together to understand these dynamics, not as deficits, but as adaptive responses to real harm, creates space for healing. Couples therapy informed by attachment theory and trauma-informed practice has demonstrated efficacy in rebuilding trust and intimacy. Individual therapeutic work around shame reduction, self-compassion development, An identity affirmation strengthens the capacity to receive love and maintain emotional presence with partners. This dual work, individual healing and relational repair, addresses both the roots and current manifestations of stigma-related harm. Childhood experiences of rejection and discrimination create internalized stigma and shame that persist decades into adulthood, affecting romantic attachment, trust capacity, and emotional intimacy. But meaning-making and affirmative therapy enable healing and relational repair. Psychological research on LGBTQ+ trauma, attachment, and resilience. What this means for patients. If you experience childhood stigma around your LGBTQ+ identity, seek affirming mental health support to process unresolved shame and shame-driven relational patterns. Couples therapy can help partners understand these dynamics and rebuild trust together. For clinicians, screen LGBTQ+ patients for histories of childhood stigma and its current effects on attachment and relationships. Trauma-informed affirmative therapy addressing internalized stigma, shame reduction, and meaning-making supports both individual and relational healing. For policymakers, support funding for affirming mental health services, school-based anti-bullying and LGBTQ+ inclusive programs, and training for mental health providers in trauma-informed, culturally competent LGBTQ+ care. Early intervention in school settings prevents long-term psychological harm. Frequently asked questions, how long do childhood stigma effects typically persist? According to psychological research on LGBTQ+ development, shame and attachment patterns rooted in childhood stigma can persist throughout adulthood and significantly affect romantic relationships across decades if not actively processed through therapy or supportive meaning-making. Early intervention and affirming environments during formative years reduce long-term severity. Can therapy reverse attachment insecurity caused by childhood rejection? Yes, research on attachment-focused and trauma-informed therapy demonstrates that adults can develop earned, secure attachment through therapeutic relationships that provide safety, consistent acceptance, and processing of earlier relational harm. This rewiring takes sustained effort, but produces measurable improvements in relationship capacity. What is meaning-making? And how does it help? Meaning-making is the cognitive and emotional process of transforming adverse experiences into sources of insight, resilience, or growth. For LGBTQ+ individuals, this involves reframing childhood stigma, not as proof of worthlessness, but as evidence of survival and strength. This reframing reduces shame's power and supports psychological healing. As GMJ's explainer section details, affirmative mental health approaches increasingly recognize that LGBTQ+ individuals' psychological well-being depends not only on clinical interventions, but also on societal acceptance and structural support. Future research should focus on preventive approaches, including school-based interventions, family acceptance programs, and community resilience building to interrupt the pathway from childhood stigma to adult relational harm before it takes root. Source: childhood experiences of LGBTQ+ stigma can harm romantic relationships decades later.